Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. That's me, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, haven't you? Very excited about our good friend Karen Kerrigan being back on the show. Karen is, she is as original a founding member as we have, folks. She's been, we're very soon, only in a couple of months, we'll be celebrating her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. As I've been saying now for almost 16 years, nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan does, and she is a force to be reckoned with, and I'm glad to say she's on our side. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here. Sweet 16.
That's right. Coming up real soon. But I meant what I said, Karen. I'm glad you're on our side. I would not want you against me. I'd only want you. I'm glad you're pulling in our direction. Hey, Karen. There's a big. Huge. It's not even. It's bigger than a kerfuffle going on in Washington right now. We've got the House and the Senate back and forth. The House is majority controlled by Republicans, but the Republicans' dog is being wagged by the tail of the Tea Party, and they're having trouble getting the continuing resolution and the budget done. Explain to the audience what's going on right now between the House and the Senate and inside the Republican Party, and over the next segment or so, we'll talk about how Obamacare weaves into this.
Well, right now, Jim, I think if most folks have been checking their news, whether it's on TV, radio, online, or in print, they know that there could potentially be a government shutdown, looking more likely so this week, October 1st. And essentially, the House and the Senate keep going back and forth, on this continuing resolution to fund the government. The House, of course, their vote to defund Obamacare tied to that, was killed by the Senate. The defund Obamacare part stripped out. Then it goes back to the House again, where they passed a continuing resolution, this time tied to delaying Obamacare for a year. And the Senate is like, Harry Reid is like, look, we're not even going to, consider this. So it's,
While they're debating back and forth over the different variations of dealing with Obamacare, the clock is ticking, and the hard dates coming up on funding the government are approaching very fast, right?
They are. They're approaching, momentarily.
Yeah.
So, and all the agencies are preparing for that right now. We've been, SBE Council, we think we need to debate Obamacare for sure. We know that we're not going to repeal it, at least, not now, given, what's the political makeup over on the Senate side. And Ted Cruz, when he did his filibuster, he brought up a lot of good points in terms of what's wrong with Obamacare. And in fact, a lot of what he brought up, Jim, can be resolved through bipartisan legislation that exists right now that both Democrats and Republicans deal with. So
right.
I just think it makes sense. Look, fund the government, do that, do what they have to do to pass the continuing resolution, and then get back to fixing Obamacare, because look, at there's Democrats and Republicans who think it needs to be done, and they do need to make some fixes in order to help small businesses and the self-employed keep the plans they currently have and afford insurance.
Will anything accrue to the Republicans in a positive way? As long as they don't shut the government down, will the Republicans holding out for defunding, holding out for delaying the Cruz filibuster, as long as they don't shut the government down, could this accrue as a benefit to the Republicans by highlighting the dysfunction of Obamacare?
Well, you know, I think that it helps to educate and to spotlight, and certainly the continuing resolution debate really brings it to a level, I think, that breaks through a lot of the noise. You know what I mean? That shatters, you know, through some of the noise, and people can understand. And so I think to the extent that helps to, you know, to educate and Republicans to say, look, we're, you know, on the American people's side here in terms of Obamacare, sure, it would help. But you know what, Jim? I think, you know, these exchanges, the health exchanges, you know, that's going to go live on October 1st.
Right.
I think when people go on the exchanges and see what the cost is going to be, and they understand that these things really are not going to be live on October 1st,
right,
but the glitches, I think they, you know, they'll get it that, you know, this is, the government can't run healthcare in this country.
So perhaps it's been a good exercise for the Republicans to demonstrate what their brand stands for, but the polls show that the public in general, on both sides, don't want the government shut down. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.